bump, every result. Let's bump 10-12 on Cam FM 97.2.
Hi, Callum, are you at the Riverside?
Oh, hello, yes. Welcome back to the Riverside for the penultimate race in the Lent Bumps. We're going to about to see the start of the M2 division. The four-minute cannon went off about... Oh, and there goes the one-minute cannon. So we've got a minute until the race begins. And we're going to go to Mike for a quick rundown.
Yeah, just to let you know, we've seen confirmed sights of Mr. Asbo today. He's been up and down the river, and there's an owner who have a property... which backs to the river, who's taken pity on him, and he keeps coaxing him back to safety just before the races. He's seen on his little motorised boat. Your M2 starting order then, Selwyn M1, Fitzwilliam M1, who are on for Spoons, Downing M2 for Blades, Churchill M1 for Spoons as well. Then we've got Keys M2, First and Thirds M2, LMBC M2, Jesus M2, Sydney Sussex M1, Pembroke M2, Homerton M1, Wolfson M1, Christ M2, who are also looking for Blades today, Queens M2, Anglia-Ruskin M1, also for Blades, Emmanuel M2, Corpus Christi M1, and your sandwich at the back is Darwin M1. So three teams looking for Blades, Downing, Christ and Anglia-Ruskin, two on the Spoons, Fitz and Churchill. Let's go back to the Callum at top end, ready for the start of the race.
Yeah, they've just started, Mike, so the cannon has just gone off, and so Selwyn M1 are coming towards me. They're looking steady, they're looking strong. Nothing much has happened yet. There seems to be a gap of about one boat length between them, so they're keeping that regular as well. They're coming towards me now. They're passing me. There's a couple of people hugging on the embankment, so it's a very joyous moment. So Selwyn M1 just passing me. A gap of about 1.5 boat lengths to two now reaching between them, so they're going ahead. And now passing me, Fitz M1. So they're going into grassy corner, going into the... gut where there's lots of crashes usually, so we can look forward to that hopefully. Downing M2 passing me now. They've got about a 1.5 length gap until Churchill M1, and then about three boat lengths to Keys M2. So over to you, Mike. Anything happening?
So we're just seeing the white flash of the Selwyn Blades come round the end of first post corner as they head into the gut right down the middle of the river. It looks like they're on station with Fitzwilliam M1. And behind them also on station looks like Downing as well. Now Downing are shooting for Blades here and Fitz are on for Spoons. Normally we'd predict that would be a bump. Just behind them then, the pink Blades of Churchill. These guys are famous for on Wednesday taking their tops off after having been bumped. I think they got fined for it. I wonder whether they're going to pull the same antics today as well. They look like they're on stations, but here we go. Churchill actually are gaining on Downing. Are Churchill going to deny Downing their Blades? So here's Selwyn, a length and a half, then it's Fitz. Then about a length, you've got Downing. And then Churchill bringing that gap down to three-quarters of a length down the middle of the guts. But it looks like Downing are able to pull away. They're steering a bit more south,
Mike,
holding it to a length. Let's go up to Callum.
It looks like Pembroke M2 are closing in on Sydney Sussex M1, just going into the gut. So keep your eyes on that one. And it looks like there's also been a bump further at the beginning of the river, where I think it might be Christ 2 have bumped up on Wolfson M1. So I'll get back to you later. Over to you, Mike.
If there was ever a rivalry between colleges, then this would be it. LMBC versus First and Third. So they come round first post corner into the gut. LMBC gaining on First and Third. Snagging the bump in the middle of the gut there. LMBC 2 bumping First and Third. Looking further up the river now. The first four crews, Selwyn, Fitz, Downing and Churchill, still holding the gaps ahead of them. Now Keys, this will be interesting. Keys are trying to catch up with Downing. About two lengths to go. Looking further
Mike,
back is Jesus. Just behind them is Sydney Sussex. This is interesting. Go over to Ben.
Mike.
Hello?
Yes, well, I'm here at the end of Plarrie, the start of the corner. Selwyn going past me with a really interesting thing, of course, is Downing are within half a boat length of Fitz M1. Downing M2 gaining on Fitz M1, but Churchill about a and a half length behind. I'm Downing are really pulling their fingers out. Fitz is taking a slightly better line round Ditton corner, but by the time he gets to Tom, there may well have been a bump. Downing has got it down to half a length, down to a quarter of a length. Downing up, powering through. Mike, I'll go back to you, and we'll see if we can get a bump.
And this is incredible. What we're seeing round here is Jesus try and come round grassy corner. They steer a terrible line, absolutely appalling coxing, straight into the north bank, going crunch into the mod crew of, looks like First and Third, having to hold it up. We've got a good line around the south bank, an easy bump. just by virtue of passing them. Jesus crunched into the bank, managed to save their boat by holding it up, allowing Sydney Sussex to
Mike.
Jesus M2 round grassy. Go back up the course. Who's that?
Mike, yeah, it's Callum here. I've just got some a bump to report. Anglia Ruskin have bumped up on Queen, so
Callum.
Anglia Ruskin have won their blades. Yep, over to
Ben. Back in the... Mike, more action in the gut now as Corpus Christi are gaining on Emmanuel, just coming around the gut into first and third. So Emmanuel trying to take an oblique line to avoid the bow of Corpus Christi. It's not enough. Hand in the air. That's a bump of Corpus Christi on Emmanuel M2 at the end of the gut. There's going to be an issue with clearance here, but it's only the sandwich boat to follow Darwin, and they're going to be good for Rome. There's no way they're going to catch anyone. So let's throw it back further up. What's going on at Ditton, Ben?
Well, Pembroke are just going past me, confirming that Sydney Sussex M1 did indeed bump Jesus M2. So that's Pembroke going past me. Now, Homerton in hot pursuit. Homerton have taken a slightly tighter line, but it's still about two boat lengths there. Homerton may well catch Pembroke, but that's going to have to wait till Tom.
Ben.
Completely quiet behind me, so that must mean pretty much everyone else has bumped out. So we'll go down to Tom at long reach.
Thanks, Ben. So the Selwyn crew now coming past me, and you'll be interested to hear that there is clear water behind them. Further up, just round Ditton corner, Downing, they have caught Fitz. So Fitz M1 have got their spoons for the week. But even more interesting than that, behind that, we saw we were hearing that Keys 2 were catching on the Churchill boat. They did, in fact, manage to get them just coming around Ditton corner, took the better line. So there are two bumps there, Downing 2 on Fitz and Keys 2 on Churchill. Back to you on Grassy.
Okay, so we've just seen the Darwin crew taking an easy road gently down the stream, clear water either side. They're the sandwich boat. So lots of action round Grassy then. So we heard that first and thirds were bumped by their arch rivals, LMBC M2 in the guts. We had Jesus almost colliding with the stationary first and thirds crew and ending up being overtaken by Sydney Sussex, which made that good for a bump as well. And then further back, we had Corpus Christi, who clonked Emmanuel, again at the exit to the gut entrance to Grassy Corner, which is all very exciting. So that's what we know so far. So we can confirm Blades then. Who is it for? Blades? Has anyone got Blades so far? Did Downing manage to catch Fitzwilliam?
Yeah. Would you like to give a rundown, Mike, so far?
Guys, just come to me. They're coming up on long reach now. I've got Pembroke 2 and Homerton 1, the only competitive boats left on the course, and there's just about overlap between them as they come up long reach. Pembroke 2 really flagging now, lots of splashing out of the water, and there is the bump. That is it. So Homerton have bumped up on Pembroke 2 just in front of me now. The concession has come, and the Homerton crew are ecstatic. So a bump there on the long reach for Homerton. Back to Ben.
Tom, I can give you then a rundown. That's a pretty extraordinary M2 division there on the final day. Everyone put the top and bottom boats bumping. So Selwyn M1 row over, they go on to be the sandwich boat in the M1 division. But Fitz M2 bumped by Downing M2, who get their blades. Churchill M1 bumped by Keys M2, meaning that Churchill get their spoons. First and third M2 bumped by LMBC M2, meeting the same fate as the M1 boats of both crews earlier in the week. Jesus M2 were bumped by Sydney Sussex M1 after Jesus spectacularly ploughed into the side there. Pembroke M2, as Tom's just told you, were bumped by Homerton M1. Wolfson M1 were bumped by Christ M2. Queens M2 were bumped by Anglia Ruskin M1. So a great day for ARU, who get their blades. Emma M2 now were bumped by M1, allowing Darwin M1 to row over. They don't break into the M2 division just yet.
Then bumped 2012 on Cam FM 97.2.
Selwyn, they rowed over at the top, and they will be the sandwich boat, rowing again in M1 in about 35 minutes' time. Then behind them, it was Fitz, who were bumped by Downing just around Ditton Corner. So Fitz, they take spoons. They started the week in the first division. They're now going to be in the second division next year. So Downing then also managing to get their blades. So a couple of good races in a row for Downing crews, another set of blades for that college. Then again, but all around Ditton Corner, it was Churchill who were bumped by Keys. Churchill then getting their spoons there. Behind that, the big rivalry, LMBC in first and third. LMBC 2 managed to get the bump on first and third too. And then behind them, Sydney M1, they bumped up on Jesus 2. And then right down, halfway down the long reach, halfway towards the railway bridge, Pembroke 2 thought they had enough gas in the tank to keep on going all the way through to the finish, but they did not. And Homerton managed to close the gap enough and get that bump. Then behind that, it was Christ's M2, who bumped up on Wilson to secure their blades. Another set of blades for Anglia Ruskin, who bumped up on Queen's 2. And near the back, Corpus, they bumped up on Emma 2. That leaves just Darwin M1 at the very back of the division. They'd been, obviously, rowing in the M3 division before that. They were the sandwich boat here, and they just sort of strolled through. I'm not even sure if they've crossed the finish line yet. They were having a very easy time of it. So M1 on the way in just a minute, but that's the results for M2.
Every race, every bump, every result. Let's bump 10 to 12 on CAM FM 97.2.